The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And this week, we have a party in the studio. We're joined by Berkshire Arts Center to talk all about their annual gala dance party coming up on April 6th. Lucy Castaldo, the executive director, and Jen Van Bramer, the communications manager, are here with us. Good morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, it's very exciting. There's a lot of excitement in the poster. We encourage everyone to look on the website and look for the posters and look at the video promo for inspiration. This year's Berkshire Arts Center's annual benefit and dance party, it's on Saturday, April 6th at the Colonial Theater. The name of the theme is
the Rococo Raku Revelry.
The Rococo Raku Revelry. So I read more about the theme. You know, I'm all for dance parties, mostly dance parties, but also themes. It's just you need a lot of inspiration and direction with this theme in particular, especially middle-aged women that don't really know anything about this. So tell us what this... I'm not speaking for Bev. I'm speaking for myself. Tell us what this theme is.
Well, the great news is no matter how you show up at this party, you will fit right in because the whole purpose is to be creative and to celebrate that. But the theme is actually inspired. The starting point was Raku, which is a Japanese ceramic technique. We do it down at our studios, and this year we're trying to incorporate local ceramic artists into our party and our fundraising efforts to highlight the talent of our region.
That's very cool. So Bobby Patton uses that same technique, I believe.
It's the coolest. Yes. Are you familiar with the
actual
technique?
Just from her. Please explain the technique.
It is so cool. It's you basically, and I'm not a ceramics expert here, but I've seen it done several times. You take your bisque-fired vessels, whatever it is, and you put them in a kiln, and it's usually outside, and you heat it up to some ridiculous temperature that it gets red hot, and you take it out with tongs, which you'll see on the poster, a little nod to that, and it's glowing, and you put it into a bucket of combustibles, and it bursts into flames, and the process is all about reducing and increasing oxygen and playing with that. And then when you expose the work, it's these crazy metallics, earth tones, and you never know what to expect, just like at our party.
That's an art in and of itself.
Does it destroy itself while you're doing that?
No.
No, it doesn't destroy itself.
But it
becomes
looks
something
like it's
beautiful.
About to.
That's very cool. I would be interested in watching. I bet you it's very cool to watch that process, watch that
Yes.
creation.
And it's a community effort too. So there are so many parallels to the party itself and the community that comes together.
Berkshire
to build
Art
it.
Center, you know, you all are so amazing at coming up with a theme. And the cool thing about the theme is it always circles back to something and connects to something. So that was the first word of
yep.
the theme.
Second word is Rococo.
Okay.
So we are known for clashing together very different subjects, concepts, if you are familiar with any of our other parties. So this one is taking that, like, the Raku, which is earth tones, maybe Japanese minimalism, raw materials, and contrasting that with Rococo, art history time period here, but think Marie Antoinette. So big wigs, the white powdered faces.
This combination is just blowing my mind. How in the world? I mean, I can't wait to see what people come up with, but it's very opposites coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Combinations.
And it inspires a lot of decor.
Wow. So we're only two of the three words in, right?
Oh, and revelry is just
Revelry. Okay, R-R-R. I was like, where are we? Okay, revelry. Oh, my goodness. So also, come as you are. Like, don't let this scare anyone away.
No.
Come as you are. Everyone is welcome. But it's cool you explained a little bit about the ceramics part, because I saw somewhere there's a silent auction featuring ceramics from artists around the county and more. Yes. So that goes into the Raku theme.
Exactly. So this is a fundraiser. And if you come to our cocktail party, you get a first look at the silent auction. And it's a lot of ceramic work and then some other great things like a Luna Fawn massage, local gift certificates, a great basket from the shop down in Egremont.
Very cool.
Really special things.
So can we see pictures of this?
Yes. Of the silent auction or of costumes?
Of the materials that you're talking about blowing up and making new. And
the ceramics?
Yeah.
So if you go to Berkshire Art Center's website, there are examples of that and the ceramicists at Berkshire Art Center, berkshireartcenter.org, berkshireartcenter.org. You can see examples of all of the things that we're talking about. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM. We are talking all about the Berkshire Art Center's annual party. This year it's Saturday, April 6th at the Colonial Theater. It's the annual benefit and dance party. It's back and happening on Saturday, April 6th at the Colonial Theater. Discover the unexpected with this year's theme, Rococo Raku Revelry. Woo! That is hard to say. But also, for those that have not experienced Berkshire Art Center's annual parties, this could be your year. There are reasonable ticket prices for the dance party only, starting at 7 o'clock. The descriptions of these parties are really hard to describe. It's hard to tell people. But for example, I saw Joe Wheaton this week. He was describing the boombox that was created for the stage last year. Mm-hmm. This is just one example, because you know the folks at Blue Q are involved in the decorations as well. And so the artistry and the creative minds coming together for this party are quite something. So this boombox was gigantic. And I guess someone was very insistent on making the speakers vibrate.
Yep, it had movement.
So, yeah, there was movement. The DJ, DJ BFG, was on top of the boombox, like 8 feet up, standing on top of the boombox. So you're dancing at a dance party with the DJ above you on top of a boombox. So let us just, you know, that's one example of the Berkshire Art Center's creativity and amazingness. And this year you can experience that. There's a really good video on social media from Berkshire Art Center about what you can think of or inspirational, and it involves wigs and costumes and just gives you more of a sense of what this party is going to be like. Berkshire Art Center. And we're so happy Berkshire Art Center is in Pittsfield. You've been in Pittsfield now a few years, right?
We are so happy too. It's our second year now. Oh. And we're really excited about those First Fridays at 5.
Yes.
Coming back.
Yes. First Fridays at 5 are coming back to downtown Pittsfield from May to September on the first Friday. The first one is May 3rd. Mm-hmm. So, Jen, you can talk about maybe some classes that are happening at Pittsfield and beyond. We can, of course, talk about not just Pittsfield, but we're most excited about Pittsfield.
Definitely. Yeah, we have a busy summer of art making coming up this summer. So it's our second year at our North Street location. We'll be celebrating the first Fridays at 5 with exhibitions by local artists in our storefront gallery windows at our Brothership building location, which is on North Street. We'll also be having our free drop-in art making activities during those first Fridays and special hours, evening hours for our gallery and art supply shop.
Yay. So Berkshire Art Center is all in for First Fridays at 5, which we knew would happen.
We're so excited.
The address on North Street is
141
North Street. It's the block between Depot and Columbus. Exactly. You can't miss it. And you'll see the Brothership building window will be decorated, but inside there will be a lot of more activity going on.
Yep. Yes.
Yay. Yay!
Yeah, we have two shows happening almost every month. One show always in our tiny window, the north-facing window, and then a three-month installation show in the larger window on the south side.
Great.
May is going to be Malik Adams Powell and Stephanie Van Bramer.
Oh, yay! And one of the three Van Bramer sisters, the famous Van Bramer sisters. Jen and her sisters are well known in Pittsfield and beyond. We see them at all of the activities, which is amazing. And Stephanie is a very good artist, and Catherine works in the mayor's office, so she is in touch with all the things city related. Awesome. We have Berkshire Art Center here talking all about the gala and dance party. I love there's three levels. There's general admission, there's Ooh-la-la, La Perro, and then there's Bento Box, which you can be in one of the Muppet. I call them the Muppet Opera Boxes.
I love that.
But that they're actually opera boxes because it reminds me of the Muppets up there. So there are several ways to take part in this awesome party at the Colonial Theater on Saturday, April 6th. Jen, you can talk about some of the stuff that, like, behind the scenes, what is happening right now to get ready for this party?
Yeah. So currently we have some deco builds happening with local artists who are volunteering to help us make all of the fun, exciting decorations that we'll have throughout the Colonial, inside the theater, on the stage. We'll be sort of similar to last year. We did the big DJ booth. We're working on a grand cake with three different tiers, and BJ BFG, who will be playing music and spinning vinyl on the big stage, will be atop that cake.
Oh my goodness.
So it'll be really fun.
Gabby, she is very brave to trust all of the artists, and which, not that they're not trustworthy, but I think that Gabby rocks. That makes me like her even more for being willing to go on top of these creations.
Right.
Yeah, and so the dance party, it kicks off at 7 with music by DJ BFG. Plus, there will be also light projections by Joe Wheaton, who we've talked about briefly, who has been involved in our deco builds and helping us create the gala and all of that goes into it. And then before the dance party kicks off, as Lucy mentioned, we have a cocktail party starting at 5:30 p.m. To get first access to our silent auction featuring all of the ceramics and raku work. And that also, if you attend the cocktail party or get a ticket to the cocktail party, that includes general admission to the dance party right after.
Woohoo! All of this is awesome. And for those of you that don't know Joe Wheaton, he is really this world-renowned light projection specialist artist. He projects onto buildings in Miami, and here he is in the Berkshires. He was the one behind Radiant Nights most recently at Hancock Shaker Village, the holiday happenings, and it's so cool. I think of a light projector, and I think of, like, fifth grade science class when they're projecting some stupid slides on the thing. This is nothing like that. It is artistic. It's amazing. There's music. And Joe Wheaton works with DJ BFG to make the projections happen with the music. It's, like, the most magical thing you've ever seen.
It's incredible.
It's so cool. And it is an art show. Of course, it's fun to dance, but you can sit there and look at the art show and be mesmerized.
Oh, there will be so much to look at. You could be a great wallflower at this party.
Maybe does that fit the theme?
Yeah.
It could, for sure. Mm-hmm. A wallflower at the Rococo Raku Revelry. Woo, that is a lot to say. For this party, but it's an awesome theme. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board always. Thank you, Bev. We have our intern here, who's very silent, Leora, from Miss Hall's Horizons program. So shout out to Miss Hall's and their awesome Horizons program. And we are talking all about the Berkshire Arts Center annual benefit with Lucy and Jen from the Berkshire Arts Center. The annual benefit and dance party is back. It's happening on Saturday, April 6th at the Colonial Theater. All of the information is on berkshireartcenter.org, berkshireartcenter.org. And Berkshire Arts Center is busy gearing up for this, but you also are already thinking ahead for other classes. And can you talk about what's happening in classes or camps or whatever you want to say?
Yeah, definitely. So we have an exciting season of summer art camps coming up. We have up to 10 weeks of fun and creativity this summer for young artists ages 4 to 14 years old, from June 17th through August 23rd. So our summer camps, they engage those young artists in visual art exploration alongside local artists, and they're introduced to a variety of art making techniques and materials. Each age group has their own theme each week, and at the end they get to put on their own art show for their families
so
to come
sweet.
To. Yeah, it's really a fun, amazing time. I enjoy going to the art shows at the end of the week to see what the kids made.
Yeah, yeah. Our
really
kids,
cool.
who are now 15, did that when they were little, and I remember going to the art show, and Leora, you said your little mm-hmm. sister has been a part of it.
Yeah.
It's very cute, and I love Berkshire Art Center because they engage with the artists. It's not just talking at the students, it's engaging with the students, like, what kind of an art show do you want to come up mm-hmm. with?
Exactly.
What are we going to do at the end of this? And so you are really engaging with the students.
Definitely.
Instead of just talking.
Yeah, it's
them.
all the art shows are curated by the young artists, so they're choosing what projects they want to display, how they want to display it, and making like little signs that say like what the project is, and talking to their families about like what they did during the week. And sometimes there's even like specific, they might put on a performance if it's like a puppet theme camp for their family, so that's always fun.
Yeah,
too.
Talk about some of the themes of the camps, like, well, there are different options from puppets but also just painting and
For our teen artists, we have some weaving camps coming
up
this summer, as well as a soft sculpture and intro to printmaking as well, because we have a new press in our Stockbridge studio.
Very exciting.
So they'll get to use that this summer in that camp specifically. But then for like the younger campers, there are fun themes like superheroes or spooky art, kind of around like Halloween themed. There's also space camp, monsters, kind of so many fun different things.
Well,
you can do.
Well, there's something
all
for everyone and all ages. The range of ages starts at 4.
Yep.
And goes up to 14.
4 to 14. Plus we have full day and half day options.
Yeah, that's awesome
well.
For, of course, working families. It's a great option. So Berkshire Art Center, you know, there are people out there, crazy enough, that don't even realize what Berkshire Art Center is.
Of course.
So let's talk about Berkshire
so
Art
much.
Center. Some people, yeah, you're not one of the crazy ones. Well, you're crazy in other ways, but I think that also it's relevant or important to say it was IS 183.
Exactly.
Because there are people that are like, oh, you're talking about IS 183. It's a rebrand, and it's still confusing to some, but Berkshire Arts Center is the name of this organization. So, Lucy, tell us about Berkshire Arts Center.
Yeah, well, Berkshire Arts Center, formerly IS 183 Art School of the Berkshires, is a nonprofit community art organization. And our goal is to grow and sustain visual artists through education, exhibitions, and events. So we do that by offering classes for all ages and all skill levels year-round. We have programs that are in the public schools. Our Learning Through Arts curriculum and our art-centric curriculum go actually into the schools.
Which is awesome.
And we also have studio access for artists to use our resources and our equipment. Because, you know, space and resources are key to, to making art a lot of the time. And we also offer exhibitions and residencies, which we were speaking about on North Street. Our residency program has been running since about 2012. And this year we're just reviewing applications now. There's so many great applicants. And we just expanded to Ventfort Hall. So we have three sites running this summer where artists will be creating work for the full summer, and then we'll have shows in the fall.
So the three sites are Ventfort Hall,
Red Lion Inn, and Chesterwood.
Oh.
And Chesterwood expanded to 3 artists this year.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. That's great. So there was a call for art for these residents.
Exactly.
And then they submitted the art, mm-hmm. and now you're reviewing and you will announce soon.
Exactly. And actually, I should say the Ventfort Hall application is still open.
Oh.
So if artists are interested,
BerkshireArtCenter.org, BerkshireArtCenter.org for more information on that. And Berkshire Art Center, in its previous name, has been around for a long time.
Since 1991.
Yeah, that's wild. And the headquarters, for lack of a better word, is in Stockbridge in that cool old house.
Yes.
So my husband, we were just talking about these galas and these parties. He remembers 20 plus years ago partying in the house in Stockbridge.
Yep.
I was like, these parties are still fun. He's like, I've been to the one 20 plus years ago in the house. And I'm like, but they're still fun. Like they're, so yeah. I was.
And that building is amazing. It's an 1870s town hall / schoolhouse, and it looks like a residential. It's wild. It looks like a residential, like Victorian home. It's actually Second Empire, if anybody cares about architecture.
Oh, good. Good to know.
For all those architecture nerds out there. But it's bright yellow, and there's even a stage upstairs.
Cool. So that house and space is active. There are classes out of the space, and there are offices in that space.
Exactly.
But some people are in Pittsfield as well.
Exactly.
With your expansion in Pittsfield. Yeah. So it's great. And you're in the schools. That I'm so happy to hear the Learning Through the Arts program is still alive and well in the school system. We have had exhibitions at the Liechtenstein with featuring the Learning Through the Arts program. So that's great. Often people in the Berkshires are a part of Berkshire Art Center and don't even realize it because their kids are experiencing it through this learning. They're like, oh, learning through the arts. My kid is involved in that. Well, that's Berkshire Art Center. So it's just important to say all of that out loud as many times as possible because Berkshire Art Center is more places than we realize for sure.
Right.
Yay.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, it's true. So we are talking the most... I guess the thing that's happening most in all of your calendars, I'm imagining, over the next few weeks is this party.
Mm-hmm.
April 6th, the Berkshire Arts Center's annual benefit and dance party is back. It's happening on Saturday, April 6th at the Colonial Theater. Discover the unexpected with this year's theme, Rococo Revelry. So once again, let's talk about the theme in just a few sentences.
Marie Antoinette in a Japanese tea house.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so trying to visualize.
Well, we're going to show Bev the video.
Please.
So the video is, some of those dresses reminded me of couture, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that okay to say?
Of course. It's all okay to say.
Okay, because I was like, I think I recognize some of this look.
Yes, and couture, like great words, it kind of throws back to our last gala, which honored Vicky Bonington. So we borrowed costumes from her and Berk Chic, which is another great event that's happening very soon. Proceeds also go to Berkshire Arts Center.
Berk Chic is back.
Berk Chic is back.
We can talk about that. We have a few more minutes, so we're sidetracked by Berk Chic. Berk Chic, I still have this raincoat that I got from Berk Chic 10, 12 years ago, and it went away for a while.
Right.
And now it's back. It's upcycled clothing for sale at a location in...
It's at Ventfort Hall.
Oh, it is at Ventfort Hall.
And the, the clothes are amazing. It's all, like, designer brands. I got a pair of Vivienne Westwood heels. They're plastic. There's a heart on them. They're amazing. They're, like,
they're
candy.
So fun. And all the proceeds go to Berkshire Art Center. So it's really fun to shop there, because it's fun. It's also fun to just window shop or, walk around and see all of the cool clothes and raincoats and boots and whatever. So do we know the dates of that?
We do. It's Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th. And they have a little first dibs shopping party on the Friday before it, April 26th from 5:30 to 8:30.
Oh, yeah, that's fun, too. And all of those proceeds go to Berkshire Arts Center?
No, they go to a few organizations.
Good. Thank you.
Like Ventford Hall and Wham Theater, Berkshire Humane Society, great. And CATA.
That is the cool, because I think I saw CATA spread the news about that, who is another organization that we know and love. Mm-hmm. So that's another cool thing about Berksheet is they're spreading the love to many organizations, one of them being the Berkshire Art Center. So look that up if you don't know about it, Berksheet. But in the meantime, get ready to go to the Rakoku Revelry. Woo! And I love, we haven't even read the second part. Bella Santarella is involved in this.
Yes.
Oh, well, Bella Santarella is very well known around Pittsfield and the Berkshires, local drag queen. So what is Bella? Bella's just going to be, I mean, Bella doesn't have to do anything but be there.
Bella's performing, yeah. And being there, and being there in costume, and I think she'll be leading our live auction. We do sell off some of the amazing decor pieces that you get to dance around all night. You can also take one home at the end of the night.
I remember being at it was the one in the Crown Plaza ballroom, mm-hmm. and I almost got one of those pieces, but then I was like, what in the world? Where am I going to put it? But there are art organizations in the Berkshires that did buy them, I think. I can't even remember. And they were like, oh, I'll put this in. Like, there were excellent examples. That was a vinyl. I have a memory of a vinyl. Michael Rousseau did something with, and it was amazing. So there are opportunities. If you go to this and say, wow, that's really cool, I'd love to have that. Wait until the end of the evening. And
exactly.
So Bella Santarella is kind of going to be in part of the auctioneer. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. She's adding something else to her resume.
Exactly.
Here. Always, always. Bartender, mixologist. You know, drag queen, she's something. So that's fun. So Bella Santarella and DJ BFG spinning vinyl on the big stage. That's awesome. And this, the cocktail thing for guests attending, Ooh La La Cocktail Party, will have first access to the silent auction featuring ceramics we mentioned. The guests can enjoy drinks at the bar, snacks on delicious bites, while bumping elbows with talented artists from the Berkshire region before making their way inside the theater. And also, we do have a couple more minutes if you want to thank the sponsors involved.
I was just about to say, well, yay. First off, we have KJ Nosh, who's doing the catering for the cocktail hour. It's going to be delicious, as it was last year. And then our wonderful sponsors are Only in My Dreams Events, Berkshire Bank, and Blue Q. And then we have some donations from the Cake Lady, which is a new patisserie in Pittsfield.
Oh, I don't think I got to learn about the Cake Lady. Well, there will be several ways to learn about the Cake Lady. One is looking
eating the cakes.
Eating the cakes will be the number one reason for learning more about the Cake Lady. So, of course, a huge shout out to the sponsors of all of these events. It can't happen without them. And I know Blue Q always goes above and beyond. I heard the boom boxes. I was like, what did you do with the boombox afterwards? It's in the Blue Q warehouse. Of course it is. If you want to know where past decorations, that stage we used for the pop-up Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe concerts, I love when I drive by Blue Q. It's in the yard. They used it. They're using it like a gazebo. It's just so amazing. So huge shout out to Blue Q and the team for all that they do. But I know they go above and beyond for this party.
They sure do. We're so grateful.
Because it's very fun. The Berkshire Arts Center annual benefit and dance party is Saturday, April 6th at the Colonial Theater. A lot of opportunities to take part in the cocktail reception, the dance party only. You can be up in one of the opera boxes. Lots of levels of participation are available. You can go to berkshireartcenter.org. berkshireartcenter.org. Lots of camps and other events coming up for Berkshire Art Center in Pittsfield, Stockbridge, and Berksheet is happening at Benford Hall April 27th and 28th. A lot of ways to support the Berkshire Art Center coming up in the coming weeks and months. Jen Van Bramer, Lucy Castaldo, so fun to talk to you always.
Thank you for having us.
And yeah, we'll come back in another month or so to talk more about the summer events for sure.
Fabulous.
And check out the dance party on April 6th. Again, all of that information is at berkshireartcenter.org. Thanks, Bev. Again, have a good week, everyone.